This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. This Day in Sports History. Hey, and welcome to This Day in Sports History. It's May 3rd, and since the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby is tomorrow, let's go back and look at two previous runnings that ended with surprising results. On this day in 1980, it was the 106th running of the Derby. The field was pretty wide open, with Rock Hill native and Plug Nickel listed as the favorites. Hall of Fame jockey Eddie Arcaro was doing commentary for ABC prior to the race, and his prediction was that those two were not mile-and-a-quarter horses. They'd start fast, lead for a bit, and then they'd back up to the field, opening the door for a horse to come from the back. In the field that day was a filly named Genuine Risk, and in her previous races against colts, she had not performed well. Her owners were a little hesitant to even put her in the field. The horse's trainer, Leroy Jolly, was even less impressed, saying emphatically Genuine Risk would not run the Derby. Only one filly had ever won the Derby, and that had been in 1915. In fact, a filly had not even run the race in 31 years. But despite all of that, here she was. Jockey Jacinto Vasquez may have been the only one that really thought she could win on this day, and he was a former Derby winner. At 13-1, Genuine Risk wasn't the longest of long shots, but she wasn't among the favorites either. After a good start, Jacinto moved her into the tail end of a 7-horse pack, and as they moved their way around the final turn, Genuine Risk made a move around the outside and moved into the front, and held off a hard-charging Rumbo to win by a length in a rather slow 2 minutes 2 seconds. A couple of interesting things. The third-place horse that day was Jacqueline Klugman, a horse owned by actor Jack Klugman, well known for his role as Oscar Madison in The Odd Couple. Also, Dan Fogelberg's song Run for the Roses was commissioned by ABC, and it made its debut for this 1980 edition. Since Genuine Risk's win, only one other filly has won at Churchill Downs. In 1986, it was an even longer 17-1 long shot that raced its way to the win. On this day, it was Ferdinand who shocked the horse racing world, and who better to pull off a shocking win than Bill Shoemaker? The cagey veteran jockey broke from the gate dead last, but he moved Ferdinand up the outside and steadily into the field. By the time they made the break down the backstretch, Shoemaker had his horse on the rail, and then he broke away to win by 2 lengths. For Shoemaker, it was his 4th Derby win, and at 54, he became the oldest to win it, a record that still stands. For Ferdinand's 73-year-old winner, Charlie Winningham, it was his first ever Derby winner, and he hadn't even had a horse at Churchill Downs in the previous 26 years. All right, so that gives you a little to talk about at your local Derby party tomorrow to make it sound like you've been watching horse racing all of your life. So, from horse racing to golf we go. On this day in 1964, golfer Pete Brown became the first black golfer to ever win a PGA Tour event when he won the Waco Turner Open in Oklahoma by a shot over Dan Sykes. As one of the few black golfers trying to make it on the PGA Tour, Pete suffered a lot of harassment, but he managed to deflect it with an attitude of just laugh at him and keep moving. Brown became the first black player to play in the PGA Championship later that year, making the cut and finishing 33rd. He won once more in his 17-year PGA career, that victory coming in 1970 in the Andy Williams Invitational. But he never got an invite to play in the Masters. Also on this day in 1970, the Jack Nicklaus-Arnold Palmer rivalry was on display in the Byron Nelson Classic. Tied after 72 holes, the two went to a sudden-death playoff. On the first extra hole, Nicklaus was able to reach the 555-yard par 5 in 2 and then 2-putt for birdie. The 40-year-old Palmer knew Jack had the length to get to the green in 2, and he tried to duplicate it, hitting driver-driver, but he came up a little bit short, hit a bad pitch, and had to watch as the Golden Bear rolled in his tournament-winning birdie putt. It was Nicklaus's 29th career title of the 73 he would eventually win. And in 1936, Joe DiMaggio made his major league debut with the New York Yankees in impressive fashion. He had 3 hits, including a triple, an RBI, and he scored 3 times. He was not Jolting Joe just yet, but he was on his way. And time now for today's non-sports Did You Know? On January 15, 1972, Loma, Montana saw the largest one-day temperature swing in U.S. history, going from negative 54 to 49. That's a swing of 103 degrees. So, you know what would be just as dramatic a swing? Going from, no way do I have time to rate this podcast 5 stars and leave a comment, to, I'm really enjoying this daily podcast. I should express my appreciation with a 5-star review and a comment on Apple Podcasts. You know, from frosty to fabulous in less than 60 seconds. Anyway, thanks for stopping by today and giving this a listen, and I'll have more tomorrow on This Day in Sports History. This has been an original Thrive Suite production.
Hey there, Sports History fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all 6 of them. Again, every vote counts, and we got to show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You got to go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.